The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. I used to be a high school teacher and yoga instructor, but back in 2016, when I first heard about the world of professional coaching, I knew I had found my calling. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Biz Besties. If you are hearing this on the day that it's released, it is December 21st. Mm-hmm. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, this is what we call our winter solstice. It's our shortest day of the year. It's where we have the least amount of daylight, and it really is a shift in energy. It's a shift from fall season into winter, and it's where we allow ourselves to be a bit more introspective over the next couple months if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, totally different story. So we're just going to speak to where we're at. And as we come into this shift of, okay, we're switching seasons, we're switching like energies, we're also talking about what we're going to talk about today in this episode is how to switch on and off of letting people know what's for sale, when it's not for sale, why it's for sale, why it's not for sale, those sorts of things. We're going to talk a lot about launching. We have a lot to say about launching. So even if you're not actively or currently launching something right now, save this episode, listen to it, come back to it when you are launching something. This is going to pair so well for those of you that are in Align Business School or those of you that are in Align CEO Method, because this is going to just be in addition to what we've already given in those programs about how to launch successfully. But before we get into all that, and another thing I want to say about the shortest day of the year, it's actually, I love it because then it means that tomorrow the days start getting longer. Mm-hmm. So that's my optimistic viewpoint on this of, okay, we've been getting shorter and shorter and shorter. It's the shortest. Now the days start to get longer tomorrow. So that's fun. Okay. With all that aside for right now, Kayla, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for all the incredible women who have come into our lives from our launches over the last 3.5 years. And specifically from our launches this fall. It has been so much fun to see who's out there building a business, who wants to be in community, who wants to join Align CEO Method and be surrounded by other women who are also building businesses, and how everyone is available for sisterhood and collaboration. It's not even in our vortex of possibility that that's not a thing.
No.
And by being so aligned and strong in our own energy of that, we have called in some truly amazing women that I am so excited to work with. That's what I'm grateful for. You know who you are.
Yeah, those are some great gratitudes. Gosh, I feel grateful for many things, but I think, I don't know, strangely, one of the things that's coming to mind for me right now is the like tech support things that we have in our business, like this Shure microphone that I'm speaking into, the ring lights that are giving me light right now while it's, you know, already dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the stand that my laptop is on. So ergonomically, I'm not like looking down, like all these little things that we've picked up along the way. You know, when we first started, I did not have a ring light, did not have a professional mic, did not have a laptop stand. I had a hope and a prayer and some ambition. And over time, we've gotten these things to just make our business easier.
A hope and a prayer and carpal tunnel, and off we went.
Yes, truly. I had acupuncture this week on my carpal tunnel arm, so it's getting better.
It's her Instagram arm.
It's okay. True.
Okay, I hope it gets better and better and better and better, as all things do with us. Okay, let's talk about launching. I would say this is our number one most asked questions, where people get tripped up, where people get confused. Aside from exactly what to offer, like how do I monetize my skill set? That's one issue. And another issue is how do I tell everyone about it, attract an audience of buyers, actually convert people when they want to buy, or I think they want to buy. How do I make that happen? And it all comes down to launching. Agree?
Agree. And I would say one of the things that not just our clients, I think like in masterminds we've been in, we've seen other women who are, you know, at our level of having 7-figure plus businesses still bring to the table this like fear of what if my launch doesn't go well, or my launch didn't go as well as I want it to, or like disappointment or upset around launching. And there's so many things I want to say to people. I just want to like shake it into people like, okay, we need to look at this differently. Yeah. We need to look at this differently. You know, you and I have approached launching differently since day one. And I think that comes off of me launching my book and seeing like, okay, if I actually want to make bestseller, I've got to have some sort of strategy here. And you coming out of fundraising and having this understanding of like, somebody isn't going to just like donate their estate if they've never heard about you and they've never had a conversation with you. Like that is a buildup to longevity in conversation and relationship building and connections and networking. And so the two of us bring that to the table. I don't really feel like my background in teaching has so much to do with launching, but it was writing the book. And we've approached this in our business from day one of, we don't expect anybody to buy from us if they don't know we exist.
Yeah, we don't. And we don't expect anyone to buy from us.
No,
really.
No.
Ultimately.
That's not our vibe.
No, it's not our vibe. But truly, we know they're not going to know about us if they don't know, if we don't share that what we're doing. So we think about launching. Yeah, it's an industry buzzword for sure. It's an online business buzzword. But what it means ultimately is telling people what's going on and how you can solve their problem, and putting some sort of deadline on it, of deadline on signing up so that you can help solve their problem, or you can show them how to solve their problem, or whatever, you get them the result. And so we'll go over a couple of loose launch structures that you can take and run with. And if you're in Aligned Business School or Aligned CEO Method, you get much, much more in-depth information on this. And within Aligned CEO Method specifically, coaching support to make that happen. However, we will go over like our structures really loosely. We're going to talk about what we think is so important, the energy of showing up, and then answer some quick questions that we've had in the last couple of days from clients about launching.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the energy. First of all, I could never imagine showing up to any of our calls or events or coaching or anything with a low energy and expecting people to have a high energy or excitement around wanting to work with us, or being like, ooh, I really love her low vibe. That's what I'm on board for. Like, you want to bring it. And if you can't, for whatever reason, maybe you just got like the worst news of your life before going on to a call, then you got to cancel the call.
Yeah.
We don't want to bring unmatched energy to the intention of why we're doing something. So if our intention of doing something is to fill a program or have more listeners or make Amazon bestseller, and you're like, yeah, I just really couldn't get it together, I couldn't bring my vibe up, then don't go launching. You've got to park it.
Yeah. We need to know why you can't get your vibe going around what you're selling. We need to break down limiting beliefs. Like, there's something else going on. I understand if you have a 9-to-5 and you're low vibe about reporting to your cubicle, drinking the shitty coffee, staring at the screen. Like, I get it.
That part sucks.
Relatable. That part sucks. I understand. I would also have a low vibe if I had to take the bus and it was pouring rain and my library book got wet and I couldn't afford my coffee and blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, okay, get it. Low vibe. But the situation is not that when you're working for yourself. So if you're showing up selling an offer that you yourself would not run out the door to buy,
mm-hmm.
then you need to rethink what you're offering. Maybe that's not aligned. That's okay. You can make up something else. But if you're not showing up like 100%, fuck yeah, this is the best thing ever, no one else is going to feel that way either.
Absolutely not. And this all mm-hmm. comes back to mindset, 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 mindset. Be in the mindset of, this is the best possible thing I could create for people. This is the best transformative experience that I am going to deliver. I think about when we were launching Coffee Club, our online membership, this time, literally this month, 3 years ago, December 2020. And I was working out of a barn, like literal horse barn in Eastern Washington, down the road from my sister's house, because my sister just bought this house in the middle of nowhere that didn't have internet service. And Kayla's internet was being wonky for whatever reason. And we had planned to launch this thing this day and go live. And we had some trip ups. I was like in the barn. I don't know. I think there was some sort of hail situation going on outside. The weather was weird. It was December. Kayla's internet starts tripping up, and we had quite a few people live with us as we were revealing or unveiling what this membership was going to be. I did not for a second doubt that our energy would start to drop. We were just like, all right, we're here. We're bringing it. We're excited. Coffee cheers. Get on board, everybody. Kayla's going to run across the street. She literally ran across the street, knocked on her neighbor's door, said, can I come in with my laptop? I need the internet. Kept the call going. We weren't anxious. We weren't panicked. No. We weren't unconfident. We weren't doubtful, because if we were, you would have felt it.
And we created a membership based on what we love so much. We're like, everybody, let's get together. Let's read personal development books. Let's do live coaching. Let's host your events. We're going to host our events. We're going to make sure everybody knows about your business. And we are going to help you have a thriving online business. And that was our way of doing it then. We were so jazzed about the idea that there was nothing that could have stopped us.
Yeah, we were just about putting out a $19 a month offer. And we were like, we believed it was the best thing ever. And because that was our vibration, everybody else, not everybody, but everybody else that also believes coffee and reading and personal development and community and connection are also their thing, mm-hmm. we're like, sign me up. The people who aren't into coffee and personal development and connection and reading and all that had no interest in us. A-okay.
Totally fine. Okay. The other thing that really worked with that, and what we encourage you to do, to how to be, is we're really transparent about how we feel and our experiences. We're not sharing every single thing that ever happens to us, but we're also being completely authentic when we're sharing our experiences with personal development, our experiences with business, with coffee, with things we love, with recommending people to work with. We're being authentic, transparent, vulnerable, and showing up as ourselves, because we believe this is our value system. We believe that that's how you can show up and you can thrive as well. And you can create connection online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so I think bringing this, not I think, I know that bringing this type of energy, being aware, consciously aware of the energy you're bringing to anything is important and valuable. You're going to hit live on Instagram. You're going to host a masterclass. You're going to, I don't know, do a podcast with somebody. You're going to go on YouTube. This doesn't have to be the big launch of your product or service. This is every time you are outputting your energy for other people to experience it. If you can't get your energy to a place where people are going to be magnetized or excited or curious about working with you, then I don't know. It, to me, it just is a no-brainer. It's like, if we're thinking like, why is nobody watching? Why is nobody buying? Why is nobody clicking? Well, we need to ask ourselves, are we as excited about this offer as we want our audience to be? Or are we kind of like, yeah, it's okay. I don't know. I hope people buy. I'm a little bit anxious about it, but we'll see how it goes. Well, that's exactly, without you even saying any words, what people are feeling.
Yeah. And if somebody, okay, so for example, let's take this out of the online business space, just so it's super tangible, and put it into real life. Let's say you go to, Lululemon, and you're in your head, you're like, okay, I think I need a new water bottle. So I'm going to go check out what they have. You see them, you like them, you're standing there checking it out. And the person who works there comes over and says, hey, what are you looking for? And you say, a new water bottle. And that person says, yeah, they're okay. I've tried it before. It could leak. It's possible. And I don't know. They have some down the street at
Mole,
the other yoga store down the street. And so you might want to check those out. I don't know. No pressure, because those might not leak. But yeah, this one's okay. Does that energy inspire you to buy that water bottle?
Fuck no.
Absolutely not. You're like, okay, great. Bye. I would be like, I can't believe that just happened. Goodbye. Okay. So that's one example. Now let's say you're thinking, okay, I need a new water bottle. This is actually me. I need a new water bottle. I don't want to use a plastic one. All my bike ones are plastic and squeezy and they're kind of gross, and I want a new one for spin. And my spin studio is on top of Lululemon. So that's why I think of them so often, that, and you know, they're omnipresent on the West Coast here. And every time I walk by, it's usually at 6 a.m, so I'm not tempted, but sometimes I go on Tuesdays at noon and then I go in after and poke around and see what's up. If I go over to the water bottles and check them out, and the person who's working there happens to come over and say, hey, what are you looking for? And I say a water bottle, and they're like, oh my God, this one is so good. It's going to change your spin experience because it's metal, so there's no plastic in it. And you can just grab it and unpop the top and drink as much water as you want. And then afterwards, if you put fizz in it or something, just wash it out and it goes back to tasting normal. I love this water bottle. I have 5. Then I would be like, okay, great. I'll take the water bottle, right? I think that's how all of us would react. Because enthusiasm is contagious and everybody wants that feeling of, yes, I'm doing it. Yes, this feels good. Yes, I'm moving towards what I want. Yes, it's possible for me. Whether it's a water bottle or a course or therapy or buying real estate or art or whatever, people want the feeling. Give them the feeling.
Give them the feeling. And here's the thing. Lululemon, fortunately, because they're like a multi-billion dollar company, they can afford Susie and Sally and Jill and Jen and all the people to go work for them and have a hope and a prayer and trust that Susie and Sally and Joe and Jen and all of them are going to be enthusiastic. You are responsible for your business. So if you are marketing your water bottle or your coaching program or your app or your book or whatever, great for Jen, who works at Lululemon, who is selling the shit out of their products. I hope she gets 5 gold stars and like some sort of raise. But guess what? It's up to you and only you, unless you are a really big company that has a team, and especially a marketing team, to get out there, put on your enthusiastic pants and say, I've got the thing for sale and everybody needs to get on board with it. And I love it so much. It's up to you. And only you, when it's your business.
Yeah. Don't worry about the people who don't want it. That's great. When you have contrast, that means you're doing it right. Some people aren't going to want it, and some people are going to want it. If it's something everybody wants, I guarantee no one wants it. So just make it something that the type of person you want to work with wants. That is great. When people don't want it and walk away, that is great information. Show up and give to the people who want the solution that you have. Enthusiastically. Okay.
So we're talking about sell to the people who want it. Let's also talk about, okay, what happens when you're launching something that's always for sale? How do you get people to buy into something that's always for sale? Okay, well, we could look at Aligned CEO Method. It's always for sale. Mm-hmm. And we just had a very big launch of Aligned mm-hmm. CEO Method, mm-hmm. even though you could buy today. Those of you listening, and you can buy it in January, and you can come join us in February, March, April, right around the 12-month calendar again till next year.
Yeah, we would love that, in fact.
Yeah, we would love that, in fact. You may have missed out on joining us in October, November. No worries. It's still for sale. So let's talk about, how do you launch something that's always for sale and get hype around it at certain times of the year?
Okay, because you are your best marketer, and usually in a small one-person business or one person in a VA business, you are the only marketer. You are going to have to create some deadlines around people buying things with incentives. So for example, with Aligned CEO Method in the fall, how it works for us so that we can plan all of 2024 is that we would like to know who is coming on the journey, a loose number of who's coming on the journey. Of course, if you apply in December, we'll have a call with you. We'll review your application. You're our number one priority. And we would like to know in October, November, who's coming along. So what we do to make sure that we have a healthy business is that we organize our incentives around people joining in October and November. We give an alumni price that's different from the main price. We give a deadline for alumni to sign up so they can let us know that they're coming back. And we incentivize, like this year,
speaker series.
Yeah, we did speaker series this year. And we also did face readings from Shauna Van Bogart for our alumni, because mm-hmm. we experienced those face readings and we love them. And we thought, we want to give you a gift for securing your spot in advance for January with this face reading. Okay. Then people who signed up for Aligned CEO Method got to come to speaker series. And then we did an overall early bird discount of $1,000 off if you signed up before the end of October. Mm-hmm. And that end of October, $1,000 off early bird was fantastic, because then we saw people come forward who were truly serious about transforming their business and their life now and into 2024. People who are ready to say, okay, I'm putting my hand up, I'm making this happen. And now you have a little bit of leeway to organize everything around when you're going to show up, where we want you to show up, all the things that you're going to learn, get your business prepped and ready for the next stage. And you have a few months to do that with bonuses and incentives throughout that month.
Yes. And a big thing for people who join us essentially from, like, say, October, I mean, we could say at any time of the year, but again, if we start to plan our spring retreat in the fall mm-hmm. and we need numbers early spring. So that's another thing, is that if you're a part of Aligned CEO Method, then you get a guaranteed VIP day and a ticket to our retreat, which happens in May. So there's a big incentive for people to say, like, well, I want to get in on that retreat. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to sign up now. Now, what happens is, we did our retreat, and people who weren't a part of Aligned CEO Method that were at that retreat then signed up right afterwards. Mm-hmm. And they'll be able to attend the following year's retreat, because as long as you're an Aligned CEO Method member, then actively at the time of retreat, then you get that. So there's, like, all these little things we can talk about. Okay, our retreat's coming, our retreat's awesome, you get VIP day. You can think of ways that you can incentivize people that makes them want to buy now. Now, if we look at, okay, all of that is passed. And okay, so the early bird is passed, the speaker series is passed, and we are getting started in January. What would you say then, Kayla, is, like, a way to keep the buy-in going in February? Of, like, okay, come join us now in February. And if people are like, but I missed out on all the good stuff.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, we could put together another strategy for February people. But what we would do is just make sure that if we're going to run an active launch, which is what we're talking about right now, it's kind of like a little campaign. So you want to put together incentives to make it happen. We could do like a Galentine's Day incentive. You could do we wouldn't do a flash sale of Align CEO Method because it's application only. And we have it priced at a price point where the people who we want in the room show up. But we could do like, okay, we're going to open early bird for another, I don't know, week or something like that around Galentine's Day. But I think the most important thing, if you're listening, is to build in incentives. So, and stick to your incentives, not like it closes and then be like, oh, just kidding. No. Build in incentives, stick to your incentives. You are in charge of this business and you have to put the business's fiscal health into the top priority. And to do that, you need to sell things. And so you can set up 48-hour flash sales. You can set up deadlines for signing up. You can set up early bird. You can set up gift incentives. If you don't want it to cost you anything, like giving people a face reading with Shauna costs us cash. If you don't want it to cost you anything, you could give something. Back when we were launching things earlier, back in the day of My Line Purpose, we'd give away a lot of strategy calls. Yeah, they took a lot of our time, but we really got to know people and we love doing strategy calls. And we got to talk to those people about what they want to call into their business and see how we can help them. So strategy call could be a great incentive as well that doesn't cost you anything. Basically, you have to make a plan and you have to stick to it and you have to incentivize people.
Yeah. And what I would add to that is like, you always have something that can be like a juicy little bonus. As a business owner, you always have something in your back pocket. It could be, hey, I'll create you a custom meditation, or hey, I'll send you along my favorite book. Really what you want to remind people is they're not paying the, you know, if we think about Align CEO Method, people are not paying $12,000 for a face reading or for a retreat. They're paying that money because of the value that they're going to get out of the program. And all those other things are bonuses. So when you might hear somebody say like, oh, but I missed out on all the good stuff. No, you just missed out on those bonuses. We've got something for you. And you have something. You always have something. Pull something out of your pocket because the real value is the thing that you're launching.
Yeah. And we often give the bonuses that we give to when we're launching, give those bonuses to people who are inside the program. As long as it's not costing us money, you have to look at your actual expenses. Or let's say we did a strategy call. If people sign up for something, we can't give 70 people a strategy call in a month. So we can't give that to everyone, but the people who sign up could get that bonus. And when those people who are already in signed up, I guarantee they got a bonus too. This is making me think I just got a brainwave for a February launch of Align CEO Method. Don't worry. Everyone who's in Align CEO Method will get it. But I just got this idea. I wrote it down. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about two things that we heard last week about launching. And for those of you listening, if you're hearing yourself in this, I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you in. I'm calling you in to say, hear my message right now. Last week, we saw two people message us. One of them said, I launched my thing today, my course today, and I just want you to know. And I said, oh, I had no idea that you were launching something. Did you follow any of the launch plans that we have? Because you don't have to, but they're a great guideline. And if people followed them, then we would know that you were launching something. I had no clue that this client was launching something. And she said, and I say this with love because you might listen to this. She said, no, I didn't want to take away from my bigger thing. But we need you to know that the reason you're creating your smaller thing is because you want people to come to it so that you drive traffic to your bigger thing. But if people don't know the smaller thing exists, then you've created something for nothing. Because now people don't know about it. And then you're wondering why nobody's coming to the small thing and why nobody's coming to the big thing, because you've created something, but you did not take the time to launch it. We need you to think about strategically launching everything, having a purpose and a plan behind everything you're creating, even if you think it's part of your funnel. And then the next person said to us, again, I'm calling you in with love. She said, I launched the podcast. And I said, oh, did you follow any of the launch plans? This is excellent. Great work on having a podcast. No, because it's not really like a, it's not a big thing. It's not a paid offer. It's just like going to be part of my marketing. Okay. I love that for you. I want everybody to have a way to be omnipresent. A podcast is a great way to do that. Again, if nobody knows about your podcast, then it's not going to do very much marketing for the thing you're trying to sell. We need people to know your podcast exists. We need to launch it. We need a countdown. We need excitement. We need people sharing about it. But if none of that happens, then you're going to think that your podcast sucks and you're going to wonder why the podcast isn't generating leads for the thing you're trying to sell. It's because nobody knows about the podcast. Yeah. We need to launch everything.
We do. We need to launch everyone.
Yes. We launched Biz Besties last year. That wasn't even launching a podcast. It was launching a segment of the podcast. And we did a full blown launch of it. A countdown, a photo shoot, a reveal, emails, Instagram posts, giveaways. For what? For a segment of the podcast. Why? Because we're excited about it. We know that if we're going to take all this time and effort to create Biz Besties, well, we're not going to do it for nothing. We want you to know it's here for the listening, for the taking, for the learning. The only way for you to know that is if we launch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We also got a question recently of how do I launch two things at once? I have two programs going and I want to know how I can launch them both or how do I talk about them? I don't think the question was launching. It was how do I talk about them? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is what you're going to do. One of them is probably ongoing. And even if it's not, then if they're both open, you're going to split up when they're open to be bought, to be purchased. Okay. So the ongoing one, you're going to talk about that all the time. You're going to use it as lead gen. You're going to say, come on in. It's a membership, let's say, for example, come on in and join us. This is a great opportunity to get to know everyone here, to see the value, to move forward on your journey, whatever you're doing, whatever you're teaching, whether it's like health or investing or coaching or whatever it is. Come on in. This is the easy price point. This is the base level. If it's free, whatever, come on in. So you're always inviting people like they're coming over to your house party. Like you are so excited to see them because you know what's possible for them when they show up and engage and transform. Okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. That's the vibe of that. Sharing every day. I challenge you if you're listening, you're like, I have a free thing or I have a low price point thing. It doesn't have very many people in it. Share about it every single day for 1 month and see what happens. See what kind of engagement you get. And then please keep going on to share about it, but just give yourself like a 30-day window. So you have check boxes and you share about it. Okay. So you have that ongoing. That's happening. You are going to pause talking about that very briefly while you talk about the course or whatever the next thing is that you're engaging people with and trying to get people in. You're going to set some incentives for people to join and a deadline. So let's say you want them to join by the last Friday of January. You're going to work that out backwards to about 2 weeks before that. You're going to talk about it inside your membership or whatever the low price point thing is. You're going to give those people who are paying attention to you a discount or some sort of bonus when they join because they're already on the inside. And then you're going to tell everybody in the public and you're going to post about it every day. And you're going to show up and talk about it and collaborate and share and invite people in and have a deadline, either a 48-hour bonus in advance where something happens within those 48 hours. And then a deadline after that, or you do a flash sale or whatever, but you launch the second thing. When you get people into that course and that's operating, that's rolling, whatever the second offer is happening and the cart is closed, go back to talking about the membership every day. Post about it. Hey, did you know I do this thing? Hey, come on in. This is what you're going to learn. Hey, this is where we're all hanging out when we're doing this thing. And then you just keep going like that. It is never too much inviting people in to help them transform, solve their problem. If you're only talking about yourself, that would be too much. I understand how you could say that. But if you're truly out there in service to help people get to where they want to be in whatever you're offering, it's your duty to talk about it every day so everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm. And the last piece that I would add to this needs to be one of our slogans, I think, it ain't over till it's over.
It's over.
And we mean that with like every ounce of energy and belief we have.
We do.
And a great example of this is we launched the alumni for Align CEO Method on a call with our current 2023 members. And we said, hey, you want to come back and join us next year in 2024? Here's alumni pricing and alumni bonuses. And you've got 3 weeks, I think it was. On that call, somebody purchased right then and there. We were like, whoa, this is exciting. People are coming back 2024. And then that was the only purchase that day. We're like, okay, keep it together. And then a couple more, a couple more, a couple more. But you know, when the majority of those alumni deposits came in and contracts signed, the day of. In fact, we saw a timestamp of 11:58 p.m. PST because we said it closed at 11:59 before the clock turned midnight in the next day. And we said, that's when alumni ends. 11:58. Mm-hmm. It's not over till it's over. And then we moved into publicly launching Align CEO Method. And same thing, people signed up and people came to Q&As and people got in so that they could get in for speaker series. And again, the deadline on all of those bonuses was November 30th. And that's when we saw three more people come in. It's not over till it's over. And if you're starting to get down on yourself or counting your eggs before they hatch or whatever the saying is, you're giving up on yourself before it's over. And that doubt and that insecurity is, it's not going to move you forward.
Yeah. Okay. It's not over till it's over means sometimes you have to pull out all the stops. It depends how badly you want it. But let's mm-hmm. say you followed a launch plan. You've posted your countdown. You're talking about it every day. You're booking people into sales calls. People aren't buying. Let's just say. I need you to think about where else you can post, who else you can get on the phone with, who else's community you can present in, how you can tweak your offer so it speaks to the person's problem that you want to talk to. It's literally not over until you call it over.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be you giving up, and you do not need to give up. There is a market for everything from polka dot sweaters to business coaching to somatic healing, to, you know, whatever.
Crocheted penis pillows,
to printing postcards from Canva that somehow go through Staples, whatever. I don't know. How about this market? Dyson vacuums. Yay, they have a HEPA filter, something like that. Don't get me going on how pissed off I am about this. Then the way that you empty the canister of the Dyson vacuum is to physically empty it. There's no bag or anything, and all the dust goes everywhere. Well, good thing I used the HEPA filter. Nonetheless, they did launch me on that. Excellent. Here I am. There's a market for giant pink water bottles. There's a market for small pink water bottles. You name it. You can get it. You can find it. Someone had an idea and they dared to put it out there. And they dared to keep refining it until people bought it and keep going and going and going and going. If it speaks to your heart, it can sell. We probably need to tweak your messaging, but it's not over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over. And your messaging is so important. Your messaging will be a direct tie or impact to who works with you. And I think like such a great example of this is Jeff's business. When Jeff detailed my car for my birthday 3 years ago, and I was like, you know, this could be a business. At the time, Jeff was working two full-time jobs.
And Jeff is Nicole's husband.
Oh yeah. Sorry, for context, Jeff's my husband. He was working two full-time jobs, like 7 to 3 and then 3:30 to 10 sort of thing. And he detailed my car for my birthday. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It looks better than when I bought it brand new. You could do this as a business. And he never thought that before. So he starts thinking about it. Anyways, his messaging in the beginning was two moms. It was like, I can vacuum up all the goldfish and make your car look brand new again. And if you've got toddlers throwing everything around in the backseat, let me solve that problem for you. And who bought from him for the first year and a half? Moms with goldfish filled backseat cars, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started to switch his messaging up on like, it's a luxury to have your car detailed every month if you want to be on a subscription service and treat your car to clear your mind and have a good mindset and treat it like you would your home and your desk and your office and all those sorts of things. And this is a really like luxury service to have. And as soon as he changed his messaging, his buyers started to change. Now it's people that are like, I really pride myself in my luxury vehicle. And, you know, and so there's buyers everywhere. There's people selling things everywhere and there's buyers everywhere. Depending on who you want to work with and whose problem you can solve, do that in your messaging.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My last comment to close off this long launching podcast. Do not launch on vacation. Do not say, I'm going to do the whole launch plan and then I'm just going to set it in motion and go away and see what happens and open Instagram up in a week.
No,
no, no, my friend. No, no, no.
Do you know the reason why we have to address this is because people do it.
From our perspective as business coaches, mentors, people who love you, we're like, we can't believe this is happening, but we see it happening. So we have to say something. Mm-hmm. Do not launch on vacation. If you have a vacation planned, I'm sorry. If you're a solopreneur, you're not going to make money during vacation if you don't have systems in place and if you think you're going to launch without having any conversations. The thing is, how you get people to work with you is you dial in your messaging, you post and or share, email, comment, engage, do whatever you're going to do for engagement of your audience a lot. You offer something, you have bonuses, you have incentives, you go all in and people sign up and then you get to do it again. You get to do it again with affiliates and testimonials and all of the benefits of knowing how the first launch went and again and again and again. And you bring your energy and your enthusiasm and you get your grit out because you're going to need to embrace the grit in the beginning. It is how it is. I'm just telling you the truth here. And eventually, when you have a team, maybe you could launch when you're on vacation. I suppose there is a world that you can launch on vacation when you have a system and you have a team and they're running your business for you. But
that's why you do it, so that you can vacation and you can have sabbaticals and you can have time off, but you can't get from here to there without some systems in place.
Yeah. And you need to be DMing people who are interested and asking them if they want to have a call, if they're going to be joining you because you really want to work with them. You need to be inviting people in, giving them the opportunity to say yes and ask questions.
I feel like this is our action-packed truth bomb episode about launching. Honestly, we could have a whole segment called launching of the podcast and talk about it every week. We won't do that, but come join us in Align CEO Method, where we coach and mentor women business owners every single week. And you can ask your launching questions and get all of the launching material. And this is where we're supporting women to do those bigger launches. Like you're launching your best-selling book, your top 10% global podcast, your course that gets you to multiple six figures. We're talking like, let's take your launch to the next level. And that's what we see with the women inside of our community. And so if you're ready for that, then send us a message.
Yeah. Experimenting with launching with support will get people watching and people buying and get you on the path to seven figures, which is our goal with Align CEO Method.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.